But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
97.1. So I wanted to bring this up because, again, I feel like I can identify certain things, and it's like I don't know if anyone agrees with it, but it sure as hell makes sense to me. And this is kind of a sounding board because tomorrow's going to be all Super Bowl, and TJ's going to be with us, and we've got some Amon-Ra sound for you, and it'll be a good time, I promise. But NBA trade deadline was today. We're not breaking any of that down. There's just one thing in particular. And I've said this about the NBA and the ratings decline and why I'm not enjoying the league any longer as a guy who used to love the NBA. But it's sports in general. I think there's a bit of an issue going on. And it's called being detestable. I think a lot of athletes now are detestable. And it's not just money. Money is you are paid according to what someone is willing to pay you, and you're commiserate usually with your abilities. What annoys me, and look at that, he's right up on the screen. Jimmy Butler has basically now become the walking embodiment of Satan. Jimmy Butler might be my most hated athlete in all of sports, and let me tell you why. First of all, I don't have a problem if somebody gives a team everything they got and eventually is like, you know what? I got to go. Like, I want to win. Myles Garrett being an example. Myles Garrett has never been in the news. He works his ass off, gave Cleveland everything he could, and eventually goes, it is time for me to move on. Respect. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know what I don't respect? You know what I do have a problem with? A guy bitching and moaning and leveraging his way out of now 4, 5, 6 situations. Jimmy Butler has been an all-star once in the last 5 years. Once. You are not Michael Jordan. I'd hate to break that to you. Jimmy Butler has caused more chaos, more BS. He's one of the most unhappy people on the planet. I don't care what his PR team says. I know plenty of people down there in Miami. Trust. It is not a treat to be around. My point is this. How does Jimmy Butler get to go to his employer, who, by the way, are the Miami Heat the best organization in the league? Second best, third best, top five, right? Mm-hmm. Goes to his employer, who's already paying him better part of $50 million a year, and he's age 35. He's got a player option he can trigger for 52.8 next year. Has only been an all-star once in 5 years. He goes to him and goes, I don't want to play for you no more. Wait, what? I'm not getting on the team plane. I'm going to go to a dinner party. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm Jimmy Butler. Huh? The team does the only thing they can do. They give him a paid vacation. Basically a 6 weeks paid vacation. Best part. Somehow, because nothing in the NBA makes sense and nothing in sports makes sense, where every scumbag wins. That's the sports 2025. Scumbags win. Jimmy Butler manages to poison the waters so badly that he gets to go to a desired destination. And the best part, they have a bag with $121 million waiting for him.
Wait, actually, no.
because he did not want to go to Golden State. Remember, he came out and said, that's the one team I don't want to go to.
You want to go to Phoenix primarily.
Don't send me to Golden State. I'm not going to go until they were the only option left. To me, that was Pat Riley saying, okay, son, you think you run things around here? I'm Pat freaking Riley.
Right, but Jimmy, okay, so if Jimmy hated it so much, wow, look at that, a 2-year extension. Even though I've done nothing but cause pain, suffering, misery, and angst. And I'm 35, and I'm in decline, and I haven't been an all-star more than once since COVID. Twice in my career total. Twice. I want to know, I guess the way for me to land the plane, I'm very sorry, but I get passionate about stuff like this.
That's okay, man. We're here till six.
As fans, do you look at situations like this and does it hurt your ability to love the sport? And I again, if there's a baseball equivalent, like starting to get annoyed with Bregman. I don't know what the hockey equivalent would be, candidly. Hockey players seem to just be blue-collar guys and they get their market value and they play. If Kenny's got something, he can give it.
They're hated for what they do on the playing surface. Not a whole lot of guys are scumbags off the ice, and the ones are really scumbags.
And Jimmy Butler's behavior has to be like sign language for you, because if it would never happen in the NHL. John Tortorella would, like, murder this guy.
Yeah, he'd throw a chair on the guy's head.
Right. Football, I would just say a guy like Tyreek Hill. Like, I just want to know if players' actions actually start to wear on you and your fandom. This Jimmy Butler thing, yeah, I'm revved up about it. I'm very annoyed by it. Because at a certain point, when does a guy like Butler get it stuck to him? How the hell does this guy, of anybody, get to win? Meaning, get traded, get a 6 weeks vacation, mm-hmm. get $121 million on top. He didn't win employee of the month, Rico.
No.
And, know this, he didn't get marooned. He didn't get sent to Corsica like Napoleon.
No,
Charlotte.
I was about to say, he ain't a hornet. So, I guess they'll say, well, he ended up leaving, $50 million on the table that he'll never be able to recover.
No. No, that's not true.
He got extended, but had he stuck with the Heat, they could have overpaid him.
But hold on.
He made a lot of money.
No. He's already made $400 million as a pro.
Right.
Which is egregious enough for a guy who's made two All-Star teams. But, Rico, take the 52.8 next year. Gone. They handed him 120. He didn't lose. Jimmy Butler did everything wrong and then got everything he wanted. How does that work? And how does anyone who's a fan, forget about the whole, how do you explain it to your kids?
You know how? Here's the thing.
Because the league's a joke.
It's not even a sports thing. It's not a league thing, Mike. Some people just know how to work the system. Some people just know how to find every loophole to complain to the right people. And they're not good people. And you're just like, how do they always catch all the breaks? Because some people just know how to work the system. And that's Jimmy Butler. He got to sit out for 6 weeks, took a vacation. And
the worst part, he did everything wrong. He did everything that everyone. And again, what I hate is this. Yes, athletes are paid what they're paid because they are exceptional. I do not argue that. That's where I've never allowed the whole, I work hard every day. Look, dude, I get it, but you're a coal miner. You're not responsible for a $6 billion franchise putting you on their stadium. They paid what they paid because of their ability. However, when you're getting paid that, you do share the responsibility that the average guy shares to his employer. If I'm going to pay you this money, we talked about it with Luca. You want a $350 million Megamax or whatever it's called. Fantastic. But buddy, get in shape. Show up on time.
Yeah.
No, you're not drinking beers on camera. Like, what are we doing? For Jimmy Butler, think about this. He went up to Pat Riley and basically told him to bleep himself.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, no, it was. Pat Riley, it was almost like, well, who's really in control? Well, I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm in control. Actually, no, you're not.
Go back
not.
To the part where you say you're Jimmy Butler. You're right. You are. You're not Magic Johnson.
Right. I've dealt with people. I've won titles.
I just found the whole thing so distasteful, and I was actually pissed. When he got his way, first of all, if I were the Heat, I would have traded him to the Shanghai Sharks. I would have gone Spite Store. I wouldn't be able to tolerate it. He hand selected Miami as his destination. They've had success. They've gone to the finals. They've gone to the Eastern Conference Finals. I can't. I want to know if anyone, and I know there's like seven NBA fans around. That's why I expanded it to the world of sports. Like, at what point do these storylines that we track start to erode the passion you have for it? David, you're nodding your head. Do you have an AI response?
No, I was going to say that there was hope Saturday, Sunday, that the players were losing that control.
Yeah.
There was hope with that. And just 4 days after the Luka trade, they give Jimmy Butler what he wants. And it just takes the hope that it was changing.
But see,
I know it can't change overnight, but come on now.
No, but see, David, I think what was lost in this is I don't understand what the Warriors are getting out of this.
Desperation.
Because you didn't have to sign him for those 2-year extension. Like, you could have just took him and said, hey, Jimmy, we're going to roll with you. We're going to figure out if we like you or not.
But here's your problem. Remember, this all started about money with the Heat. If they didn't sign that 2-year extension, he'd just go, great, you can trade for me. I ain't playing. I still have my player option. Toodaloo. He can do whatever he wants. This is how sick this sport is.
Yeah,
the average guy driving home right now, busting his ass. I'll never begrudge the money Jimmy makes, but the way he behaves, no, that's impossible for human beings listening to this radio show. I don't care if you're a Heat fan or you're just a fan of sports or you just. This is where when guys like this win, it really hurts my ability to not care, but like to have a passion about it. Because you go, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
They do everything. This guy did everything wrong, and he still won.
Mm-hmm.
What a grift.
I think he ranks right in there, the people who just know how to work the system. Him and his agent said, hey, if we just do this, and trust me, this will work. I'm going to look like a horrible person. Doesn't matter. You'll get your way. So your integrity, your integrity was not worth anything because you got your money, and that's all you really wanted.
Kills me. 2-4-L. By the way, Ben Simmons getting bought out. Another beaut.
Hold on. Let me get my shock face.
Right. No, best part. Made all the money with that contract. Decided he didn't feel like playing basketball no more. Dogged it. Walked around like a diva in Brooklyn when he could have helped the team. He's going to get bought out. Guess what? That happened. He's going to get picked up by Cleveland. Best team in the league.
You don't think. Really?
100%.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. If it ain't Cleveland, it'll be the Clippers. Man. Watch.
I wouldn't put him on the Motor City Cruise.
I'm not arguing your point of view. Like,
he is proven over.
He doesn't want to play.
At least Jimmy Butler when he like. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's my bad.
No.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Straight to the people. And then we'll get to a blitz. And tomorrow, TJ joins us, last football Friday of the year. A little Super Bowl stuff. And I do have some Amon-Ra St. Brown audio. the subject, Myles Garrett. We'll do it tomorrow. Let's go to Mike in Davison. He held through the break. Mike, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I just had to call about Butler. You've been talking about him for years. Just hear me out here, Mike. You know, I can say the same thing about all Celtics fans. I mean players, because that's the why you're saying all this, because you hate the Miami Heat because they beat the Celtics. I hate the Celtics. I mean, okay. I hate the Celtics. So I would say the same thing. So just hear me out. When you use the word scumbag, he's not a scumbag. He played for that organization, put his heart and soul to that organization, beat the Celtics, took them to the finals basically by himself. And he's older now. He's not the same player. What he's doing now is contract stuff. It's not on the court, but he's not a scumbag.
He actually is.
In the NFL,
no, actually
that,
is.
That league by far outweighs Deshaun Watson and Jalen and all these people.
Mike, I'm going to help you. First of all, I know people with the team, and I know people who deal with this guy. He's not a good guy, all right? So me one, you zero. Second of all, it has nothing to do with the Celtics. That's juvenile. We won the championship last year. You think I care about Jimmy Butler? You think Butler poses any threat? Stop it. I'm not 12 years old. Third, when you tell your employer you don't feel like coming to work, scumbag. That's ridiculous. That's not contract. That's ridiculous. Just like when players hold out. Just like when players bail on their team. It's ridiculous. And whatever, the Celtics player, I don't know what connection you're making with the Celtics players. You mean Jason Tatum was drafted by the Celtics? Jaylen Brown, who was drafted by the Celtics? You mean Derek White, who the Celtics traded for and then rewarded with a contract? Kristaps Porzingis, who took less money because he wanted to win? What Celtic are you talking about? ML Carr? Like, Mike, just stop. You're wasting my time. You're making a fool of yourself. Cut it out. He's not a good guy. He's not this hero. And he's behaved very badly. And I don't have to be excited about him getting rewarded.
Yeah, you would know better than me. Like, Jason Tatum didn't pull like I'm going to take my ball and go home.
You know what? Did Jason Tatum intentionally miss a flight and then flaunt it by going to social media to post pictures of him at a dinner party? That's scumbag behavior. Now, if you take objection to the word I used, fine. I think you're POS. Is that better? What's the term you would use? Bad teammate, unprofessional, immature, juvenile, narcissist? What would you like? There's a way to do business, and Pat Riley is one of the gentlemen in the game. There's a way to do business, and then there's a way to bleep all over his shoes. I don't have to celebrate Jimmy Butler. And I'm telling you, he's not some good guy. So I really, again, I'll argue sports with you all day. But this idea, well, you're a Celtics fan. What are we talking about? They won the championship last year.
Bro, I didn't know if this. That's why I stayed out of it. I'm like,
you're fine.
I don't recall like any.
No, it made no sense. That's why
I didn't recall like that Celtic who held the team hostage.
And again, I would say the same thing. I don't like that behavior. There's a way to do it. When you bail on your team midseason because they wouldn't give you some ridiculous extension. Ridiculous. When you already have $52.8 million due to you next year at your behest. Not a team option. And you decide, I'm not showing up for work no more. I'm not getting on the team plane. Flaunting suspensions. What? This isn't the Charlotte Hornets. I'd probably take the player's side. Whatever. Go to Caleb, 97.1. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, gentlemen, tough act to follow. I hope I don't piss you off as much as the first guy.
No, you're fine. I didn't understand this tactic.
Caleb, bring up Eli Manning. Go.
You're killing me. You're setting me up here. My disdain for athletes started when Eli and Daddy demanded a trade from San Diego after being drafted.
Yep.
That immediately just put a sour taste in my mouth. And I was like 15 at the time, and I still hated it. That killed me. After that, there's a couple other points. I could not stand LeBron's ESPN taking my talents to South Beach special. That was painful. And then recently it's just a transfer portal and everything in NIL and college.
Absolutely.
It has tainted it a little bit for me. But yeah, thinking back to being 15 years old on my couch watching Eli and Daddy demand a trade.
You're right.
So Caleb, real quick,
where do you stand with LeBron holding a league hostage and saying nobody draft my kid and forcing the Lakers to take his kid?
It's gross.
So for the start of the year, I thought the entire thing was a joke. You know, I mean, they need to get Bronny off the court, my opinion. But then the entire trade with Luka, it just, I hate that I question everything about sports now. I hate it.
Yeah.
I question everything about the logistics and how real it is.
Yeah. And guess what? Then you add on top of it 3 gambling scandals in 1 week in the world of sports. It's a major problem. Caleb, I'm with you. And look, there's a right way and a wrong way. And I don't begrudge what these guys make because, again, it is commiserate with their ability and the amount of jobs that are available, and they are one of them. But, man, once you make that money, the idea that they want to make that money without having a shred of responsibility, give me a break. Now, that's the part where the average guy has every right to be pissed and turn on these guys. What do you mean you're not coming to work today? What do you mean you're not going to play a back-to-back? What do you mean you're going to intentionally miss the flight? Are you kidding me? After you make this money, this is what we're doing? The idea that Ben Simmons tanked his own career. I don't care what anybody said. He tanked it. Whatever mental anguish he had after passing up the layup in Philly, he could have resurrected his career in Brooklyn. He decided he didn't want to play. And he's going to still make out like a bandit, still get paid and get bought out, and he's going to end up on a contender. That is just like, mind-blowing.
Welcome to the NBA, Mike.
And that's why the league, to me, that is why that league is cratering.
Oh, it is.
They're in shambles because their Q score, their likability is damn near zero.
I think they're on the way of getting it back because I look at how they've handled this year and the Jimmy Butlers, and they're going to age out of the NBA. And I think you're going to see a different NBA going back to where they start making smarter deals and making the players play and getting people to like it again. Because I do. I'm old enough to remember where not the NFL, the NBA was the sport of everybody. The NBA was king.
You were a big Bob Pettit guy.
Okay. NBA was king. It was fantastic.
Kenny will have to Google that one.
Huh.
That's when the Lakers were in Minneapolis.
Enjoy Bob Cousy.
Okay.
And you know, hey, I saw the logo before he was the logo.
That's actually factually true. All right, go ahead. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Covered a lot of stuff today. Tomorrow, I mean, it'll be our Super Bowl special, but I feel like the whole town, myself included, we're all just in a little bit of a football hangover with what the Lions did. TJ will join us. We'll do Who Said It. We'll do some picks. We'll have some fun, but it is. I can't lie to you. I mean, on both ends. I mean, Christ, the team I grew up rooting for won 3 games this year, and then I believed in my heart you're winning the Super Bowl, and the Lions busted our chops by not winning a playoff game. You're like, you know what? I don't care about it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mike. I'll give you full credit. When we were in Vegas and you said that, it was a bold statement, and the team went out and became the regular season champion.
They went 15-2. I'm like,
I mean, there's no such thing.
But
they're the regular season champion at 15-2, number one overall seed.
And then,
yeah. Now the problem is, I mean, look, and the whole Myles Garrett thing. When you're hearing reports like in that update where, you know, he's saying, yeah, you know, it's making it sound like he's contemplating Philly and Washington and
I want to hear someone bring up the Lions.
And he's not even, he's like, yeah, maybe even Dallas. At no point are you hearing Detroit. That's problematic because you don't want to see him at any of those teams.
All right. Do a few ticket texts. Rieger is here. We'll see what, I mean, he was going nuts about Michigan basketball. Good for him. I mean, look, wake me in March. Go ahead, Kenny. Ticket text, David's back. Okay.
Okay, David, I told you, don't do this.
I know. I'll try it. Jimmy Butler's unprofessional. He needed to act like a professional and ask to be traded. He needed to handle the situation with more class. That is, he's not going to be happy in Golden State either.
He hasn't been happy in anywhere.
Correct.
That's another thing I can't stand about the NBA is
It's like commonplace. You have a first ballot Hall of Fame player like Kevin Durant. He's going to end up playing for six teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense.
You savages don't understand the seven-layer dip. You've got to scoop some out onto a plate. Jay in Detroit. These people, okay. Man.
You know what? Hold on. We're going to go to the bullpen. Kenny.
Yeah, I don't sound good.
No, you don't.
Okay.
David, you sound awful.
You don't, David.
You're never going to be able to survive Corinthians Fest on Sunday.
I love you. And you know what? Good game. You know what? We're going to go ahead and give it. Kenny's
bring in the righty.
This is the backup commercial where the dad's trying to back up. And they're like, we're bringing in Keenum. He's going to finish the job.
You're struggling, David.
Oh, don't tell me Hubie Brown died. Did he die? No, Hubie's dead?
I
hope Hubie's not dead. I love Hubie. They're showing him on TV. They only show people his age when they pass away.
No.
Come on, I love Hubie Brown. Don't say that. Is Hubie alive, David? Give me a news update.
Yeah, I don't see it. No.
Okay. All right. Hubie is still with us. Good. Yeah. All right. Plenty of time.
Just be coming on to be a guest. I mean,
I love Hubie Brown. I think he's one of the best basketball commentators of my lifetime. He's fantastic. But he's also about 1,000. Oh, look at this.
He's calling his final game on Sunday. That's why.
All right. I'd like to break news. Hubie Brown, in fact, alive.
Still alive. All right.
91.
Hubie like Brown is 91?
Yeah.
You know, Michael, you said something today, not that long ago, and this is damning you with faint praise, but it's legit.
Oh, great.
You said something today that made me respect you more than I ever have for anything you have ever said.
This is a big sales pitch.
Everything you've ever said pales in comparison to the revelation that you, like I, am indeed a meatball snob. I am a major meatball snob.
I'm sure that makes Mike really happy.
Yeah,
I was actually like,
of all the sports
did
takes,
he like my Bregman take? Or like, was he with me on Jimmy Butler?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I heard the Super Bowl food and you getting waxing poetic about, I love meatballs. All in all forms, the Swedish buns, the barbecue buns, whatever. Yeah. All of them.
Do you have to say it in that voice?
Yes, I do.
That was a little creepy. But
wait, so that doesn't count as a compliment?
No. No, it doesn't. I hate to break it to you, it doesn't.
You might as well say, like, hey, Mike, your show sucked ass
today. No.
However,
I like the Bregman
your opinion
all that
on
stuff,
the balls are really, really spot on.
I thought I set it up in kind of a sarcastic manner.
I thought he was going to comment me on the modern-day slavery, but no, I guess not.
Oh, was that what Schroeder said? Assistant?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's coming up next?
We're going to talk meatballs. Favorite forms?
Wojo has an outlandish comment and thought that actually I think Detroit might agree with. It's not all that outlandish.
No,
however,
you got to take a leap to agree with it.
Yeah, if you're not buying in, what's going to hold you back or what is holding you back?
We'll get to it. It's a tease.
Mm-hmm. How long's the show tonight?
We got an hour.
Yeah.
And then we got Caputo with, Bregman's not going to sign, okay.
Are you contractually obligated to always do his voice?
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
Because every time you say his name, you have to do the voice.
Yeah, because the voice pops out of my mind.
Let's go back to the Swedish meatballs.
I don't know what his opinion is on Bregman. I can only tell you mine. I'm not giving Bregman 6 or 7 years.
It's
not happening.
And I agree. No, all kidding aside, I agree.
I simply would say, you know what? Take our name out. We're not doing this.
Yeah, well, but I do agree with that take from like early on. Like, F them.
Does he really have multiple 7-year offers? No.
No.
Does he have multiple 6-year offers? No.
Yeah, yes.
So, does he?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
But listen.
Why isn't this done already?
You want to spend your days going out to pasture in Toronto? God bless.
Yeah, they got a lot of money, but have fun with that.
See you later.
And once you go up there, you're not allowed back sometimes.
Shohei, interpreter, got sentenced to 4 years and 9 months.
In prison?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You think he was in cahoots with that umpire that just got busted?
All right, we're leaving.
I wonder which prison.
Rico, be curious, will you please? we'll talk to everybody tomorrow for the final Football Friday of the year.
There's Swedish meatballs.
Rumor on the street, Kenny's hot dog roller could be making an appearance.
Oh, bring some meatballs.
I think you should bring the roller for TJ. And we'll see if TJ can eat an entire package of hot dogs between the 3 and 4. Would you be willing to do that?
I'll consider it.
Bring the roller, and we're going to see how many hot dogs TJ can eat.
That's a great idea.
Like, is this for real?
Oh, yeah.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
No, that's with TJ. This is for me?
I think he'd like it, because TJ's basically a big 12-year-old.
Better question is, where are we going to set it? There's no table, there's no counter, there's no nothing.
Hey, I got news for you. The way this place operates, anywhere you want.
Put it on Jimmy's desk.
Put it right in the middle of the sales floor. Lord knows they won't be here on a Friday.
That's true.
But we'll have options.
But hey, David.
Put it in any cubicle you like, son.
But hey, David, congratulations.
What'd he do? Oh, he made it.
Yesterday, the sales department all congratulated David.
Oh, congrats, David. Why isn't he talking today?
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.